Yes, it is your portion, Amanda. It is your portion. Own it, own it, own it. Yeah, I love your attitude. It's faith. You know, you are a hero of faith, Amanda. You are a hero of faith, and only heroes will possess the inheritance of Christ. And so I love your attitude. You know, God's inheritance has been given to every one of his children, but only the heroes, I mean those who believe and are violent in faith and pursue that and receive it, and they will manifest, you know. So keep this attitude. I'm glad that you joined, and welcome to everyone who is joining the broadcast. It will not be very quick, because I have something else to do after that, but I wanted to minister to you about this topic that I am really focusing on this month. I didn't initiate it. It was the Holy Spirit beginning of this month. It was all about abundance, revelations, tips, mysteries, activations for me, you know, in my private time. And it has been so wild, the ride. So far, I've done creative activations privately with the Holy Spirit that really stretched me, and you know, it was really new to me. But I'm partnering with Holy Spirit. I'm not limiting God, and because actually, if you want to see something new, you need to do something new. Okay, so and this is where I am going. Hi, Brooke. Okay, so before I minister to you, I just want to tell you a little bit about what do I mean by prophetic activation for abundance, so you can know what you are stepping in. If you, I'm sure that most of you know the story of God meeting with Abraham. And promising him, you know, to be the father of many nations. And so it was the promise, you know, it was the covenant. It was the sure word of the Lord, you know, the promise. He will be like that. Abraham will be Abraham. So, but God did something marvelous, and it was not just for Abraham. It was you know, it was like a secret or a mystery he released in that passage. It is written in the Bible for us. So we need to learn from that, how God thinks, okay? Because when we think like God thinks, we will be conformed into his image, and we are called to be conformed into his image and to be transformed into his image. And so we have the mind of Christ, okay? We say all the time and we decree it, I have the mind of Christ, I have the mind. That's awesome, you're decreeing that, but take that to the practical side. Think like God thinks, right? So it's more than just decreeing. It starts with decreeing. That's amazing. That's the cornerstone of your belief, but you need to be practical. You need to think like God thinks, so you can see it unveiling and coming to pass and enjoying the fullness of it. So after he promised Abraham to be the father of many nations, God did amazing stuff. You know, he birthed manifestation in Abraham way before he got the manifestation. He just, you know, God was positioning Abraham for that promise. He didn't give him the promise immediately. He just started playing around with Abraham, you know, in very creative ways. Like God said, hey, I'll change his name, okay, from Abraham to Abraham. I'll put the life in it. And so God did this creative thing in Abraham's name, and now life is in the center, in the bosom of Abraham, you know. Now everyone is calling him by Abraham. I know it has been intimidating to him, you know, being called by that, maybe because he didn't have any children, or I think he had one, Ismail, but to be called a father of many nations and your wife is barren, I think it is intimidating to Abraham to hear his tribe calling him all the time, Abraham, Abraham, you know, father of many nations. So some maybe believed, they came into agreement, but others maybe used his name to mock him, like Abraham, you know. But I'm sure, you know, he stood his faith and he became the father of righteousness. But anyway, what I'm saying is I'm dissecting how God thinks, okay? So God started changing Abraham or Abram to think about the promise, okay? So now Abraham by himself privately is thinking, I'm Abraham. Until this moment it's the promise is far, okay? But he is thinking about, oh, I'm the father of many nations. He was thinking about that. And then the Lord showed him the stars and the sand, and he connected, God connected to Abraham, to his promise, to that promise, a visual. So it was not just the promise. God changed the name of Abraham because he wanted Abraham to position himself for what is coming. And then he showed him the stars. He connected the promise to a visual. And this is what the Lord is teaching me powerfully, to connect what I have been promised in Christ, to connect it with a visual and to have a strong desire to inherit, you know, like the sheep of Jacob, you know, only those the strongest sheep who had in that case, like a strong libido or sexual desire, when they looked at those, what do you call it, spotted branch, and only those conceived, and they had babies after that image because they connected their faith, okay, and their desire to a visual. And it was, by the way, a strategy from Holy Spirit to Jacob to make him abundant in business. Whoa. And so I feel like right now the Lord is imparting that to you in Jesus' name, like this creativity, those mysteries, those keys, you know, because you will be positioned for what is coming. And So that's it, okay? I will not make it a longer teaching than that, but I've been connecting God's promises for me to a visual, okay? Sometimes I just open the Word document. Amen, amen, Brooke, receive the keys. Hello to Shannon. Okay. And so I've been doing this almost for like 2 or 3 weeks now. And oh my God, first of all, it feels good. It feels so good because we are made for abundance in Christ, okay? And when the devil wanted to tempt me, like, hey, Mimi, good to see you. So when the devil comes to tempt me, and he is doing this because he is threatened by my activations, my personal private activations about abundance. So I know I feel the resistance of the devil after I've been doing that, but this is a motivation for me to press on, because I'm breaking the membrane. I'm going somewhere in God. So anyway, I've been doing that, and I've been journaling. Like I'll give you an example. I just open every day almost my Word document, the Microsoft Word or somewhere where I can write on my laptop. You can also do it manually, on a paper, and I choose a topic. Usually I ask Holy Spirit to give me the topic to meditate on. Okay, so last 2 days it was about finances. Okay, so I named the Word document finances, and I'd opened the Word document, and what I did is not prophesying the word of the Lord about my finances. It's not that, okay? So what I'm doing here is a prophetic activation. It's about a creative realm. I'm connecting my promises with the visual so I can build faith. And when your faith is built, it will lead to manifestation. When you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. So all this to create faith in you, the visual, the way you see yourself, is to build that faith that will attract goodness and mercy. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about here. And by the way, it's not about the visual, it's not about what I'm writing. Okay, because I'm not prophesying the word of the Lord for me about the finances, I'm just writing a creative, wild activation about my finances, and I do remove all limitations in my writing. Like I really tap into the spirit of abundance, no limitations. I just write something crazy about me, like okay, I'll share some stuff before I prophesy to, I mean, I activate you in that. But I'm sure I'm giving you ideas that will change your life. I just love it. So like for example, okay, I'm just thinking about, okay, the authority. Okay, I journaled about authority last week, and I was writing stuff like, I've been called to a meeting with the presidents of the whole world. Okay, this is so wild. This is so creative. This is I'm just doing the star activation of Abraham, because your promise is so big, and you need to visualize it big. Okay, so you need to do it like that. It needs to be big, and your faith will align, will catch up with it. So I said something like, I've been invited to a meeting where the whole presidents of the world are having a conference. They needed me, and they had their issues on the table, and they were stuck and they couldn't do it anymore. They are struggling and they needed someone who has a higher authority than them. And they just called me, and I was there, and I have my notes, my paper, my prayers, everything, and I described things like they were afraid, they were pale because they were facing impossible situations, and now now they really need help, and I'm there to help them, and they needed me. And so stuff like that. I don't need to tell you my private journal, but it just to give you an idea. Like, you can write a creative journal with the Holy Spirit about your promises. Please do not be afraid, because do not be afraid, because we are not used to that. We are used to think abundance, but about poverty, because it was our this is how we were born as sinners. We were abundant, but to the side of the darkness. Like for example, when we get afraid, when sorry, when we are sick, when we get sick, we have the wildest scenario of sickness. Like, oh my God, now I have this flu. Now it will escalate. Now the ambulance will come and they will take me to the hospital. Oh, I don't think I'll find a place. They'll move me to some. You escalate with your imagination, but in the wrong thing. And then, oh my God, no one will know what's wrong about me. Maybe a nurse there will give me the wrong medication. And now I'm shivering and I have a fever and they put me on. Oh my God. Oh my God, we do this all the time. Can you see it, guys? We visualize the devil's promises and we go big with it. We go big with it. But when it comes about the magnificent God we worship, we go little and small, you know. And you know, this is wrong. This is wrong, and the Holy Spirit is shifting us to think abundance in everything. I'm not just talking about finances, in everything. Okay, so for those joining now, hello Jane, hello Joyce. Okay, for those who are joining now, please go back later and re-watch this or re-listen to it. Because I explain what is a prophetic activation. I'm not prophesying to you tonight. I'm doing a prophetic activation for you. So what I'll be doing now is I'll choose you here in the command for those who said yes, or for those who yes is a general. Okay, you will leave it to me. And if you specify an area, okay, I'll work with you with that. So what I'm going to do is just with the spirit of creativity, which is still Holy Spirit, right? I will say a visual for you, and you will see it, you will soak in it. And please, again, it's not about what I'm going to say, it's just a visual, a big one, wild, creative. It is just to stir the blessing behind that visual. So for example, if you put finances as an area, okay, I'll say a scenario over you, and but it's not about the scenario. I'm not prophesying that this will happen with you. I'm just building a visual in you, so the blessing of finance, okay, will be stirred, but we will leave it up to God how He will manifest your finances. We're just giving Him something to work on. We are stirring the waters. We are stirring the substance of it. So I hope I'm making myself clear. So I'm not prophesying that this will happen to you exactly as I'm saying, because I'm doing a creative activation over you, okay, to stir you, to raise your faith, to connect to the substance of whatever I'm going to speak over you. Okay? I hope this is clear to you. Okay, so now let's jump into the command. Okay, so Amanda, you said yes. You didn't specify any area, so okay. Okay, Holy Spirit. Okay, so now, Amanda, I will be saying over you a creative scenario, okay? And one more thing, if I couldn't make it to everyone here, you at least you got the principle, and you can take it and do it for yourself, okay, privately. between you and the Lord in your prayer time. But I hope I can work with everyone here. Let's see if I have some time. Okay, so Holy Spirit, thank you for Amanda, and hallelujah. Okay, Amanda, I will choose, because you didn't choose any area, any specific area, so it's a general thing, but I'll choose the area of your appearance, okay? Your appearance and your beauty. I will create a visual for you, okay? For that area. And this is going to be crazy, wild, very, very creative. Your reasoning will say, not you, Amanda, in general here, who is listening to me. Your reasoning will be like struggling. No, this is not me. Oh my God, this is too much. It's stretching me. Great. If you feel that, it's happening. you are in the spirit, because you are breaking from your reasoning. Okay. So, okay. It's a star activation. It's as big as the stars. Remember the principle. So for Amanda, and remember, guys, I'm being spontaneous here. So it's not something that I prepared for you. So I'll make it short, but wild. Okay. Okay, Amanda, I heard from a friend 2 days ago that you received a phone call, and you looked at your mobile, and it was a strange number. And then when you waited for the number, I mean the caller ID to display, it was a company for beauty creams and stuff like that, and it is a very known company. And for a second, like, you were shocked, like, what is that company has to do with me? Maybe they wanted to sell me something. So I was like a little bit wavering. Do I take the call? Do I reject it? Do I take the call? Do I reject it? But suddenly I felt that if I take this call, I will be opening the doors for my destiny. And I don't know what was the feeling, but I felt like I needed to take the call. And so I said, you know, I took the call, and it was a woman talking, and I was listening, but I knew it was going like to the place where she is going to sell me her product and that. But to my shock, she told me that we have heard about you, Amanda, and that you work in this field, but on a small level. But not only that, you do it so good, and you touch all the ladies in your city. And because when they leave your place, your workplace, they are changed, like, not just in their appearance, but their mood is lifted. They Facebook about you, they tweet about you, and we were following them, like, who is Amanda? Like, we wanted to know you more. And so we called you, we reached you, and we wanted to do business with you. We knew that if we partnered with you, we will be like going to our next level in success. And then Amanda stopped thinking, and she was smiling silently, like, what? If I partner with them, I'll go to my next level of success. Are they being humble? Like, what are they doing? So, and now Amanda is like so excited. And she told them, oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Yeah,
I'm good at what I do, and I just, it's more than a job, it's a passion. I love those ladies. And when every day when someone comes to me, I just like, it's like a project to me. Like, I'll change her life inside out. It's a beauty beyond the skin. But I know that when I touch their skin with my expertise, like something go deeper than their skin. I don't know what, but I impart something to them, like a drive force, like a passion to live and to go outside and to shine and to be confident. So I don't know what happened. So, and here Amanda got so excited and she shared about her business, and that company even liked her much, and they set an appointment with Amanda, and Amanda said yes, not knowing that that day she really was opening the door for destiny, because she took them to their next level of success. They became billionaires after partnering with Amanda, and Amanda even grew in influence with her business, and her reputation moved from not only in her city but all the cities around her and the states. And not only she does her job with so much expertise, but also she became the image for that company. Like, they put their products on Amanda and they sell it like fire. And yes, that's it, Amanda, for you. Let me know, did you like it? Did you like the visual? Oh my God, this is so much fun. By the way, children inherit the kingdom. I hope I'm imparting childhood to you, being childlike. You know, guys, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. This is a very small example. I'm blushing right now. Amanda is saying my face is so hot, and I'm grinning from ear to. Okay, so yeah. So what I'm trying to teach you here, guys, work with the Holy Spirit, create a big visual for you like a star. Let your faith catch with that, and stir the substance behind it. Okay, so I think I will work with one more before I go. Please, if you are still interested in, if you want me to say a scenario over you, please write in the comment. Yes, now, or specify an area if you want me to. What I'm teaching you here is just giving you the tool, and I know that you will take that and work it with Holy Spirit, and it will be amazing. All right, Amanda, awesome. I could see it all unfolding. You're welcome. Okay, let's work with Joyce. So Joyce, you said yes, okay, a general one. Do you need like a specific area, or I'll go general, I choose mine. Mimi is saying yes, loving this. Awesome. And every day, guys, you can just choose one topic, one blessing that you have in Christ. Okay, anything. It could be anything: authority, love, ministry, gifts, confidence, family, anything. You know, we are blessed in all of our areas. And every day, like, you can write a short devotion or short visual, and but write it by faith. You know, put your feelings in it. See it when you write it. Because there are those stories I'm creating privately for myself. Actually, they are living in me. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I'm pregnant with it. Like, those visuals, it really built my faith. Okay. Okay. Mimi, authority. Okay. Joyce, she said, I'll choose. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your creativity. Thank you for blessing Joyce. In Jesus' name. Okay, let's see for Joyce. Okay, Joyce, I'll choose the area of fitness, like your health life, but the fitness side of it. Okay. Joyce, are you ready for visual for your fitness life? Okay, Joyce says good. All right. Okay, ready. Okay, again, I told you that I'm spontaneous here, so just telling you a creative story on the spot is not an easy thing, but I can take a grace from Holy Spirit to do that. So thank you for your patience, but I'm sure that the visual will bless you. But I'm glad that I shared the tips, the secrets. Okay? And again, this is not me prophesying the word of the Lord for you in this area. Again, for those who are not getting it, this is a creative activation that connects a visual to the promise. Okay? To build your faith and then to lead you to manifestation. So it's not about the visual itself. Okay? It's just about stirring the substance behind that visual. All right. So, Joyce Thomas was known for her love for children in the neighborhood where she lived. I mean, every child around her in the neighborhood just talk about Joyce, how she is awesome, how she is friendly, how she welcomed them and smiles at them every day and invites them to her house to bring them milk and cookies and stuff like that. And so Joyce Thomas was known for her love for children in the neighborhood. But Joyce was not very satisfied about her energy level, and she wanted like to excel more in her energy because she loves children and she wanted to be so involved in their lives and to play with them and like activate them and so she wanted more energy for that because it's not meeting her passion for them. So one day all the children of her neighborhood came to Joyce Thomas and knocked at her door. It was almost evening, and before her dinner that she was cooking, and they told her, "Hey Joyce, we missed you so much. We didn't see you this day, and we felt coming to you because we want to play with you in your backyard if it is permissible." And gladly, Joyce's eyes shined, and because this is her love, her passion. And the thought that children came to her, all the children of the neighborhood came to her to for that, it was like a compliment to her. It was so satisfying and thrilling. So with her eyes shining and her smile, she excitedly told them, "Of course, all my backyard is yours, guys. Go and play." But then the children didn't move, and Joyce looked at them. "Did I say something wrong? What's happening with them? Why they are sad or not going to the backyard?" And there was a very little girl with a green big eyes, and she was so cute. And Joyce looked at her, and she told her, "No, we came not just to use your backyard. We want to play with you, Joyce." And now it was like something else for Joyce, and because the children involved her in that. So they went to the backyard, and Joyce was thinking, like, what ideas, what I can offer to them, like, what game can I come up with, so I can entertain them and I can be playing with them. And then the creative ideas started being downloaded to Joyce, and they spent all the night playing, and they were running, they were sweating, and they were enjoying, and they were screaming, and Joyce was after them, like touching them, holding the little children and all that. And it was so energizing for Joyce. And after they left that night, Joyce was thinking, it was amazing what happened today. But then she checked with her body, and she felt like, wow, I feel so strong, so energized, like, because not only because I played with the children, but also because I worked out, and it was a creative workout. Like, I connected my passion to something that also benefited my health, my energy. I feel like I can call them right now for another game because I'm so energized. And then Joyce had this habit from that day on, to not only do release her passion, which is loving children, but also she knew that if she does this, she will energizes herself, and then she can do it even more. And Joyce kept escalating in her energy level in her body, and she grew strong in her muscles. And now she could play not only with the children of her city, but with the children of all the state she lived in. This is how she felt, like, I had the energy to play with everyone in this state of mind. And and that energy was such a blessing to her. And that's it. That's it, Joyce. Okay, I love that. So I don't want to interpret that. It's just the idea of creating a visual for you. I hope it has been, like, enjoyable. Okay, Joyce says, wow. Okay, thank you for motivating me, sister. So, okay, guys. The idea, again, I will end up with saying this. The idea is, connect the promises of God with a visual, and go wild with your visual. Go wild. And the key is, when you go wild with your visual, you will build your faith like crazy, and that faith will then bring the manifestation and the glory. And goodness and mercy will follow you. This is the law of attraction, but God's law of attraction. So work out with those keys and activations, and I'm sure you will be blessed the same way I am being blessed. Okay, so have a good evening, and thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful time. Awesome. Okay, Joyce, you're welcome. Okay, guys. Goodbye.